It's 4 minutes to nine on Breakfast. James Carlton joins us again. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. Well, the 60th anniversary of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II is today, and a celebration was held at Westminster Abbey. Part of the 2,000 congregation that celebrated the landmark service was Lady Mary Mumford. She's her father is Bernard Marmaduke Fitzalan Howard, who, of course, you know, is the 16th Duke of Norfolk and Earl Marshal. And with that role comes the responsibility of organising the entire coronation. Well, she's spoken, had a word with the ABC's Europe correspondent, Philip Williams, after the service. Let's have a listen.
She is so amazing. It was great, a beautiful service. Were you not in the Abbey?
No, my invitation was lost in the mail, clearly.
Oh.
You're always invited on this program. We have some royal coronations of a kind in the Hobart Mercury. The Queen may wear a cloak of ermine, but it's Hail the Tiger legend Royce Hart given the AFL's top accolade. Royce Hart, the 25th legend of Australian Football Hall of Fame, and he's wearing his Tigers jumper over his shoulder, much like a queen would wear a royal robe. Also in the Mercury, a sailor drowning mystery. A lone sailor has drowned metres from shore on a remote island in the Bass Strait. Tasmanian police found the body of a 78-year-old man. He was in contact with the rescue authorities for several hours after making a mayday call. He was just in a 6-metre yacht, started taking on water close to shore. Police have no idea why he left the vessel. The Melbourne Age, police to get home access to database. Police officers will be able to access confidential database information from home under a move that has sparked breach of privacy fears. The terms of the arrangement haven't yet been set out, but of particular concern is, imagine if police can access them at home on their iPad, and then, you know, it doesn't leave much to the imagination. One loses the iPad and what could become available. So that's a developing story. Football, soccer, roundball, the Herald Sun, Aussie glory, then agony. It was the Socceroos World Cup. The destiny still remains in their own hands after a heroic win slipped from their grasp in the dying seconds of their qualifier against Japan last night. Australia plays Jordan in the next qualifier, Etihad Stadium on Tuesday. All for One, that's the big game tonight, the State of Origin Rugby League. They reckon it's the best rugby league game in the world, really. Queensland versus New South Wales. New South Wales hasn't won for a long time. Is this their
7 years.
It's 7 years. The Courier-Mail normally says up in the top they have the little banner, we're all for Queensland. Day after day they have it, we're all for Queensland. Not today, it's we're for the Maroons, they say.
And talking about iPad, apparently you're going to be able to, there's all sorts of things happening. You can watch the broadcast tonight and you can actually choose the cameras you want to replay, and you can basically map out your own replay, your own action replays from the State of Origin.
Technology making the role of TV director obsolete.
That's it. Thanks very much, James. It's coming up towards 9 o'clock. After the 9 o'clock